What's up, well-beings? I'm Kelly Noonan-Gores, and this is the Heal Podcast. Every week, I interview the leading experts in health and wellness, as well as real people with extraordinary healing stories. Whether you want to heal a physical diagnosis, a mental health issue, a past trauma, or help heal our planet, the Heal Podcast is for you. Tune in every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee.
Hello, friends. Happy Monday. I hope your weekend treated you well. Today is another Author's Corner check-in where I update you on what the heck is going on behind the scenes. So grab yourself a coffee or a cup of tea and let's catch up, starting with today's Rosebud and Thorn. Just in case you're new here, Rosebud and Thorn is just something that we used to do with our kiddo over dinner. And now I do it in front of every podcast. It's something that's going well right now, something that's not going so well, and something I'm looking forward to. So the rose for today is McDonald's coffee. Hear me out. It's really kind of about the pendulum swing that can happen when you get really into something of quality, and then you kind of flip to the other side. This is something that my friend Eric brought up last week when I was in Chicago. He was kind of saying, have you ever found that like you get into something and you become really, really picky about that thing? And then all of the sudden you kind of lower your standards for it. Like you get really into a certain kind of food and then you lower the standard. Or maybe you get really into a certain kind of fashion. And because you've gone so far in the direction of quality, you kind of start to enjoy the lower quality version of it on the backside of that, kind of in a new way. We talked about how, like when I was learning photography, you have to learn the rules in order to break the rules well. So it's like you have to stick to this like really strict standard of quality, but then because you know the standard of quality, you can kind of break it intentionally in a really cool way and actually really enjoy that part of the process as well and make great art that breaks the rules. But you have to kind of know the rules in order to break them. Just like Eric brought up that Picasso can paint like beautiful realistic paintings, but chose to create his own style after becoming a master at the traditional style. So anyway, all of that to say, I feel like that's been my journey with coffee in a lot of ways. Like I got to the point where like I had really high standards for coffee and still do. But because of that, I actually find deep joy in like a Waffle House coffee or a McDonald's coffee or something along those lines because it's its own thing. And it's kind of the same thing with Starbucks. Like Starbucks to me isn't good coffee, but it is a good drink. You know, it's yummy in its own way. And I've been just like such a coffee nerd for so long. And it's kind of fun because we have like every way you could possibly make coffee except for just like a regular coffee pot. And so it's kind of nice to just go get like a regular cup of coffee. Yeah, so that's my joy right now. And my thorn is that the algorithm is forcing me to be a Taylor Swift fan. Here's my journey with that. Like, so I never really thought much about Taylor Swift. I don't know. I'm not a big into music kind of person, so I didn't really think much about Taylor Swift really at all. But after my dad passed away, I went on a little solo road trip, and I think Evermore had kind of just come out. I can't remember which one came first. I think it was Evermore. One of the two kind of quarantine albums came out and I put it on just for the drive. And it ended up being kind of the album that I played the whole week that I was alone and kind of processing my father's death. And now it's kind of like this friend to me in a weird way of like when I'm listening to that, it feels like support. You know, it feels like I had something with me in that time. So I was like, oh, wow. And honestly, through listening to that album, I came home and I was like, Obie, Taylor Swift is really great writer. Like these songs, I some of you all who are like actual Taylor Swift fans are like, duh. But it was kind of an awakening for me. I was just like, oh, wow, she's like actually an artist. And I don't think I really understood that. So anyway, then I watched the video for All Too Well after Red came out. I watched that video, and now the entire, my whole internet right now, YouTube and Instagram, is just pumping me Taylor Swift content. And here's the problem, is that I watch it. It's telling the algorithm to give me more of that. So now, like, my like whole reels on Instagram, my YouTube, is just like, oh, you won a lot of Taylor Swift. And that's kind of getting to be a lot. My bud right now is that we just booked a trip to Portland for my husband's birthday, and I am so excited. I am so, so, so excited. Yeah, thrilled. Well, let's get into today's episode. So first is what I'm working on this week. So as I'm recording this, I have only one more essay to do for chapter 6, and then I need to write the introduction and the conclusion to that chapter, which means that the week that this goes live, I will be working on chapter 7. And that's so exciting because that's my type, and so I already have a ton written for it, so I just need to go through and see if I have enough and if I'm covering a good enough range of type elements, like not just kind of accidentally only talking about one piece of the type structure, but really kind of spreading it into the complexity and making some like edits to it and making it sound the way I want it to sound. And then I might be able to get started on chapter 8 this week as well. So that's exciting. I am also gearing up for a lot of holiday things. So the first one is holiday merch. I'm trying out a new merch company because they integrate with Instagram and I can have a shop like right on my Instagram page, which is very exciting. So I've designed a sweatshirt that's for all of us, not type specific, and then a line of mugs, shirts, and tote bags and things like that for each Enneagram type with lines for each one from writing that I've done for that type. I'm pretty pumped about it, but I do need to get to the back end of things figured out so that it can run smoothly and I can do a test run and just make sure everything is as I hope it to be. I also need to get a sense of their shipping time so I can make sure to tell you all when the Christmas deadline is. So that's just a lot of logistics going on back here. The next one is Black Friday. I always offer a sale on my summit for each year during, like, for the year's summit. So I'm offering a sale on Black Friday for the 2021 Enneagram Summit. Whew. So that's going to go from the whole weekend of Black Friday through Cyber Monday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So I just need to make sure we're all set for that because it will go live in like 4 days. And Vlogmas. So if you aren't familiar with Vlogmas, it's a thing that happens on YouTube where people will vlog every single day the month of December up until Christmas. So from the 1st to the 25th, they just vlog every day. I wasn't going to do it this year because I do need to focus on the book, but I read a thing for human design types that said that manifesting generators, which is what my type is, should follow what excites them, and Vlogmas excites me. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it on my phone so it's not overly complicated because I don't really have time to do a whole production, but I think that's totally fine. I think it'll be fun. And yeah, it's also just nice to have those memories documented for myself even, you know, just to have the whole holiday season recorded for me. I think that's cool. And finally, I started a podcast-specific Instagram account to just share podcast-related news as well as episodes as they go live. It's at Enneagram and Coffee on Instagram, and I'm excited about that too. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Therapy is maybe my favorite thing in the world, honestly. I look forward to it every single week, just having someone who listens to me, who hears me, who sees me, who asks me good questions. I think that's invaluable. The best way to think about therapy is through a bunch of analogies. We get oil changes for our cars to prevent bigger issues down the road. We see the doctor and go to the gym to care of our bodies to prevent injury and disease. We do chores regularly, well, some of us do, to avoid a messy home. So going to therapy is like all of the above. It's routine maintenance for your mental and emotional wellness to prevent bigger issues down the road. Going to therapy doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It means that you are investing in yourself to keep your mind healthy. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours, which is unheard of. Why invest in everything else and not in your mind? This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Enneagram and Coffee listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/egram. That's BetterHelp.com/egram. Thank you, BetterHelp, for being such a good partner to the podcast. Now, life updates, changes, things that are going on back here. So it's really not much. We're just kind of gearing up for the holidays, but we did have the plan. So we booked Portland, but we actually had a trip planned and mostly booked for Quebec. However, there were a lot of shenanigans. So I booked the flight and then like two of the flights didn't go through. I think the flights got canceled or kind of taken off the roster. And that happened. And then at the same time, I realized that I need to renew my passport. So Quebec's in Canada, we're in the States, and I needed to renew my passport. But we're like very close to the trip and we're like 6 weeks away. So the likelihood of me getting a passport is, we're not even 6 weeks away. Oh my gosh, we're like 2 weeks away. We're 6 weeks away from the end of the year. That is bananas. Oh, okay. So we're like 2 weeks away from the trip. So there was really a low likelihood that I could get my passport in time. There's some ways that you can kind of maybe do that, but it would have us in limbo until 3 days before our trip. And then I would have to drive 4 hours to Atlanta to even hopefully make that happen. It was just a lot. So we decided to wait. And here's the other thing. I kind of glossed over this part. When I booked the flight, my whole body reacted to it. Like it didn't feel good, which is odd for me because I every time I've ever booked a flight, it's felt great. I love to book a flight. It felt bad. I even said something to my friend Tyler. I was like, I'm having like some fear or anxiety or something about this. Like, and I was kind of at the time thinking maybe it's about like the money, but I don't think that's it. Like, I don't really know what's going on, but like I had a physical reaction to booking the flight. And then all of the shenanigans happened. I realized my passport was expired. I realized that the flight didn't fully book all the way through. So we kind of were just like, let's just cancel the flight. We were disappointed, but we're like, we'll find something else. And we booked Portland and immediately it was like full relief and excitement and joy. And we were like, something's there. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to watch the news the week on Quebec City, the week of the 5th through the 9th of December, and tell me if you see anything, because maybe I'm psychic. That's all I'm saying. I don't know, but maybe I'm psychic. Either way, we're really excited to go to Portland. That's definitely the trip that we want to be going on. I think it's going to be great. We're really excited. We love, you know, we love coffee. We love books. That's all we need, really. So it may be time. Here's the other thing going on right now. So it might be time to tell our little one. Well, real quick, if you have little ones listening, you might want to skip ahead a little bit or put your headphones in or something like that, just in case, before I get into this. But it may be time to tell our little one that there's no Santa. Like, we aren't ready to do it before Christmas because we're excited to celebrate Christmas with him and, like, kind of keep the magic alive. But it just might be time. Like, he's going into the fifth grade. I don't know what's normal for people. Like, I found out when I was, like, 5 or 6. I think that's like a little young. I don't know when my husband found out, but he just feel like, you know, we're getting up there. It's probably time. And I don't want him to feel lied to. So we're kind of working that out. Here's the thing. One time we saw a thing that kind of went viral on the internet about how you kind of tell them everyone's a Santa and like you can be a Santa, you know, it's time for you to be like inducted into the world of being a Santa. So I think we might do it that way. I don't know. I would love to know if you have done this and you've done it well and your kid didn't feel betrayed, which is what I'm so scared about. Send me a DM at Sarah Jane Case because I want to know how it went and what you did. Okay, so let's talk about kind of what I'm reading, listening to, small joys, and what I'm learning, all that. So currently I am still reading the book Less. I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. I took a break to read The Enneagram Guide to Waking Up, but here's the thing, I need to finish it. I want to set a goal to get it completed this weekend so that I can finish out my bookshelf before the end of the year. I only have 6 books to go, but if each of those take this long, it's not going to happen because there are only like 6 weeks left in the year. Again, insane. So I got to get a move on. I don't know why this book is taking me so long. I'm really enjoying it. It's a fun read. It's about travel. Oh, actually, here's what it is. Here's why it's taking me so long. The chapters are kind of longer, but there's no page breaks. So they have like a little bit of a space between sections. For some reason, that does not motivate my brain to keep reading. Like short chapters, I will read the book in a day if I have short chapters. Like it will move me through it so much more quickly. But the fact that it doesn't have like breaks or page breaks where I feel like, oh, I can just do one more of these. That's why I'm reading it slow. But I need to just get it. I just need to get it over with. Next is usually what I'm watching, but instead today I'm going to do what I've been listening to because I'm not really watching anything right now. So I am currently listening to Glennon Doyle's podcast, We Can Do Hard Things. I love listening to it's her sister, and her wife, and they all just sit around and talk on a specific topic. They're all so wise and. But they also don't teach. It's all from the space of like, we're all figuring this out. We're questioning, we're exploring, we're, you know, it feels like those moments when you're having coffee with a friend and you solve the problem together, you're like, well, we've solved the world. It's kind of like you're listening in on them have that conversation. And I really enjoy it. And they all have kind of different personalities, bring different things to the table. I've never been the kind of person who listens to podcasts where multiple people are talking at once. They have to kind of interrupt each other and stuff. That's just never been my vibe. But this one got me in and I get it now. I'm like, oh, I get it. I understand why we do this. So absolutely my favorite podcast right now. If you haven't listened to it, I mean, it's huge, so you probably have. But if you haven't, it'd be a fun one to check out. My small joy for this week is that our toilet got clogged on Wednesday. And we didn't have a good plunger. So our toilet has kind of this like elongated bowl. So regular plungers just really don't work. We've kind of been making it work, but it's obviously been not ideal. We've just been kind of putting off getting one that works for our toilet for years. I don't know if we even thought there would be one that worked for our toilet. Like it's one of those things that you only need when the problem is there and you don't think about it otherwise. Like I'm never just like, oh, I need to remember to check out the plunger aisle. That's just not happening. But then when the situation occurs, you're like, oh man, plunger, I need to figure out a better way to do this plunger. So this week we finally purchased a plunger. It's called a Beehive plunger. I think the name is like Beehive Max or something like that. But we finally have a plunger that actually works for our toilet. I cannot believe it took us so long to do that. It's kind of funny, like the little stressors that we could just solve with like a $15 purchase that we let go on for. I mean, we've been here for like almost 3 years, and we've had this like low-key stress that was solved with like one little trip to Ace Hardware and $15. So a new plunger is definitely a small joy in my book. And what I'm learning that I can have the same experience as traveling if I just do simple things to switch up my routine. So sometimes I think I need to like book a plane ticket to another country just to feel something, like feel alive. But this week when the toilet was broken, I went to McDonald's for breakfast and I ate inside and I had that coffee that I was telling you about earlier and I just watched people and I wrote and I talked to strangers and it was kind of that same sensation as getting out of town. It's like so out of routine for me that something as simple as eating in at a McDonald's made me feel rejuvenated. As I'm saying that, like maybe that's sad. Like, I think younger me, if I'd heard me say this, would have been like, girl, what are you doing? But it's true. Like, you know, if you're a parent, you probably understand this even more so, but like, life can get pretty monotonous and pretty routine. And sometimes just doing something random can make you feel so much better. Now, process stuff. Anything I'm thinking about or concerned about in terms of book process? I am a tad concerned about the holidays. So here's the thing. School's going to be out for Christmas break for about 3 weeks. My book is due January 10th. We're going to Portland the first week of December. So it's going to be like right in the midst of crunch time. But I don't know about you, but like, I personally just can't get good writing done when I'm hanging out with my 9-year-old. Like, those two things do not go together. So I need to figure that out. In addition, I'm doing all of the holiday things we mentioned before, like Black Friday sale, holiday merch, Vlogmas. Now, if I finish chapter 7 this week and get to start on chapter 8, then I could possibly finish the type specific chapters by the first week of December, which would give me a solid month to fine tune it, add things or switch out pieces that I like for other pieces I like, and write the introduction and the conclusion. However, I will be honest with you, the introduction and the conclusion are going to be the hardest part for me. It's just, that is just like something I really struggle with, like making sure it makes sense to everybody, making sure it's like cohesive, that it's easy to understand, that like we're setting the tone for the book. My brain does not compute, you know, it's kind of like, just figure it out, guys. But that's, you know, obviously, like I think it makes me slow down and get so detail oriented, which is not my skill set. So I'm going to have to work really hard on that. So I am a bit concerned, but you know, it's going to work out because it has to. And it could just be as simple as that. Like, I'm going to do it because I have to do it, and I'm not going to not do it. So there's no need worrying about if I'm going to be able to do it, because I will do it because I have to do it. Maybe it's that simple. Also, a friendly reminder that if you enjoy behind the scenes episodes and you aren't subscribed to the YouTube channel, you may be interested in that. I do a vlog about once a week right now. And like I said earlier, starting in December, I'll be vlogging every single day until Christmas. So we can really hang out that way. That's the update, my friends. I can't wait to check back in with you next week and report back on how everything is going. As always, it's an absolute joy to keep in touch with you this way, and I will see you on Wednesday for the next episode.